With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Montana Governor's Office is searching for new ways to tap into the state's outdoor economy, an economic engine already fueled by more than $7 billion spent in the state each year. The Office of Outdoor Recreation hosted what it billed as its first innovation lab in Whitefish Thursday. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
You know, we run about 80 to 100,000 people through this park in 3 or 4 months.
Outdoor recreation nonprofits, conservation groups, city, state, and federal officials are getting a tour of Whitefish Lake State Park as part of the Montana Office of Outdoor Recreation's first innovation lab. The two-day event is focused on front country infrastructure like state parks and community trails. According to a 2018 report from Headwaters Economics, state parks receive more than 2.5 million visitors a year. Rachel Vandevort with the Office of Outdoor Recreation.
And basically it's bringing in teams and groups of people from communities that are interested in either creating opportunities, setting goals, or troubleshooting past some maybe roadblocks that they're experiencing creating outdoor recreation infrastructure around.
The lab is connecting people who've successfully turned local public lands into an economic powerhouse with others who want to do the same in other parts of the state. On Tuesday, they shared experiences ranging from finding out who holds land easements to creating public-private partnerships, and even understanding the legal liabilities that come with a project. Libby City Manager Jim Hammonds says that's why he's here.
And we're building a biathlon course partnered with Cross Country Ski Club in Libby, and they're doing it on city property. So some of the important things that I want to learn about is the different liability, leases, MOUs, things like that, that we can work with these groups that want to use our property. So,
according to a recent U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis report, the outdoor recreation industry accounted for 5.1% of Montana's GDP in 2017. Again, Vandevort.
It's an extremely, extremely important portion of Montana's economy.
The Innovation Lab follows the Outdoor Recreation Office's first summit last year, and Vandevort says the office plans to hold future labs, touching on various aspects of outdoor recreation. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.